Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Merasi Sheyichyu, Lili Nishmas, Harav David, Ben Reb Shmuel, and schus Moshe Ben Peshadina, Reb Shlomi Yom Tishna Rachaleya, Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, Reb Aryan Sor Ben Moshe Mordechai, and Reb Eitan Feldman, Shlita. They shall all have bracha v'atzlacha. B'chol Ma'ase Yedeihem. This week is the Yortzeit of Rabbi Ben Sion Feldman, who is a very chash of Talmud Chacham in Bnei Brak, and a tzaddik, and a masmid, and a bal midos, and so many good things to say about him. So, Baruch Hashem, he left a lot of Torah for us, so I thought we would learn a shtickel Torah from Rabbi Ben Sion Zetzel. It says, V'yikhu li truma, Rashi says, li lishmi. That when you take the truma, when you give the truma to the Mishkan, to the Mikdash, it has to be l'shem Shemayim. That in order to be zochel ha'shuras ha'shchina b'mishkan, all the ma'isa ha'mikdash have to be done b'kedusha b'tahara. And therefore even the truma that's brought to tzarech ha'mishkan has to be b'lev shalom l'shem Shemayim. In a shul we see a number of halachas that you're not allowed to receive a donation which isn't kosher for a shul. A shul is a holy place, and therefore you're not allowed to receive donations that aren't pure, that aren't kosher. Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Siman Kuf Nundalet, Sifir Aleph writes, Neiros Shavah Shenasnam Kusi L'Avodes Elilim, Nasna Mamachron Li Yisrael, Asur Lahadlikam Beis HaKnesses. Let's say you have Neros Shava, you have these wax candles that a goy gives for Avodas Elilim, and then they were extinguished, and then he gave them or he sold them to a Jew. So you're not allowed to light them in a shul. Mishnah Berurah writes, because it's mos. It's disgusting. It was used for avodas elilim. So you know how to use it for a shul. The Ramah writes, Mumra la'ovit kochav, ovit kochavim shenosin, shaivo ner lebeis hakinesis, asad liko. If you have an apostate Jew, a Jew converts to Christianity, chas v'shalom, and he gives candles to a shul, you're not allowed to light the candles. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'adin shar dvarim, not only wax or candles, but other things as well. Asur l'adliko, the dami l'karban, shein makabli men, just like a carbon, you're not makabel from an apostate. You're also not makabel candles, or other things. For a shul. V'adin memumra lechal shabbos fresh, memumra lehachis. And the same applies to a mamar lechavul Shabbos befrahesia, or a mamar lahachis. Even one of the other averus, if he's mechal Shabbos or he does averus just to get God angry, out of spite, so you're not mekabel from him a carbon, and you're not mekabel from him things for a shul. However, if he gives money to write a sefer Torah, then it's mutter. So you see in the Ramah and in the Mishnah Berurah that a mumr lavod is kochavim l'chal Shabbos for Hesia, or he's a mumr lahachis, he's a public Sabbath desecrator, he worships idols, he does averus lahachis. So if he gives a truma to a shul, you know how to receive this donation, because the shul is like a beis hamikdash, and a truma to the beis knesses is like a carbon. It's like you're not makabel a carbon, you're not makabel other things. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham Chiddush that if he gives money to write a sefer Torah, you're allowed to be makabel, because the whole halacha not to be makabel a donation from a mumer was sedafka if he gives the object, like the example of the Ramah, he gives candles, or he gives tables, or he gives chairs, then you're not allowed to be makabel. But if he gives money, then you're allowed. So if he gives money for a sefer Torah, you're allowed to be makabel. It was a maisa with a mumer l'chal Shabbos for Hesia that he gave a shul sidurim. So, chora, it's also to be makabel the sidurim. This is an object that you're not allowed to be makabel from, a specific object. But the gaboyim had a suffix, maybe it's mutter to be makabel the sidurim and to exchange them for other svarim that are needed for the shul. And the issue is, what's the shorash issur to be makabel mimum rechefetz betrumah lebeis hakenesis? The not to be makabel is the etzem nesina, like the giving of a carbon, and just like you're not makabel a carbon, you're not makabel a truma, and therefore even if you don't use it in the end, it's usur, because you're not allowed to take anything from him. It's like a carbon. And dafka money you're allowed to take, because money isn't a specific object, because the money is not going to the shul, just they're buying something with it. So since he's not donating it directly to the shul, it's not like nesinas hakarbon. But if he gives a chefetz be'ein, this is like a carbon, you're not allowed to be makabel it, even if you exchange it, but you're not allowed to be makabel it, just like you're not allowed to accept a carbon. Mitzat sheni, efshar ladun v'loimar, maybe you can argue that the issur to be makabel a truma mimumer is dafka when he gives an object, and this object will be used in the shul. But if befoal they exchange it, they take the sidurim and they exchange them, maybe it's mutter. So the ma'isa, they asked the governor of Nissim Karela Zatzal, and he wasn't machria. He said, I don't know. And Rav Nissen added that you're allowed to take money from a mummer, it's only if he comes and offers it. It's dafka he offers it. But you shouldn't solicit a donation when he gives money, is when he offers the money. But don't go and ask him. Okay, this is a very, very big discussion. Hopefully we'll expand upon it in the future. But in the meantime, we learned the Dvar Halacha, and we should be zochem Yitz Hashem to live the Halacha. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.